Illinois residents have seen their fair share of information compromises. In July, the state received a chunk of the Equifax settlement. These hacks continue to dominate the headlines, and the business of ensuring online privacy is also booming. Right now, there are nearly 3 million unfilled positions in cybersecurity. Illinois Valley Community College recently introduced cybersecurity courses. And it started because local businesses had been approaching them about their security needs.
We brought some banks, we had hospitals and things like that, and they all were in. They said, hey, if you can bring some students through a program that can help them protect our information, we're in.
That was Shane Lang. He's the school's director of workforce development. As of now, IVCC is offering an associate degree and a Security Plus certification. For these new programs, it's key to forge connections with companies in the cybersecurity industry. Software and security are always evolving. Felix Davis knows that. He's a professor in the Information Technology Department at College of DuPage.
There's always going to be a lag in that because things are coming out as we speak, but it gives our program, our content, that capability.
Their program is established. It even has a designation from the NSA and Department of Homeland Security as a center for academic excellence. In addition to those honors, the school makes sure there are instructors in the classroom who are still active in the industry. Nancy McDonald is teaching many of the new cybersecurity classes at Illinois Valley. She says things have changed drastically since she first got her certification.
We were more concerned about incident response, disaster recovery, and now we're trying to take care of a lot of the phishing emails and how the hackers are getting in, the ransomware, and all of that information.
And Davis says now it's not just companies worried about their data, it's everyday people.
There's a term that we should all become familiar with called IoT, Internet of Things, or sometimes you'll hear IOE, Internet of Everything. The fact that there are so many new devices that have networking capability, cars and television and refrigerators.
McDonald says companies should know breaches are not a matter of if, but when. And they even reward hackers who find software issues before they can be exposed. They're called bug bounties.
Even the companies have raised their bug bounty to look for vulnerabilities. Apple just raised theirs to $1 million.
Lang at IVCC even got to witness a bug bounty being captured in person at a conference. It's not quite like the hacking competition scene from David Fincher's The Social Network.
What's going on? We have 10 minutes to get root access to a Python web server, expose its SSL encryption, and then intercept all traffic over its secure port.
They're hacking!
Yes, all behind a fixed firewall emulator, but here's the beauty.
You know I didn't understand anything you just said, right?
I do know that.
So what's the beauty?
Over at Waubonsie Community College, they're still developing their cybersecurity program. It's scheduled to launch next year. Nikisha Stepney is the Dean for Business and Career Technologies. She says she's also been a victim to widespread data breaches.
Irony is very rich. Like sitting at the table talking about the cybersecurity program and getting notification that my data has been sold to on the black market.
Stepney says Waubonsie is interested in cybersecurity education, not just for their students, but for everyone in the community. Davis agrees and says, yes, you should probably change your password.
It should change your own behavior. You start to look and realize, you know what? My dog's name is not a good password.
And McDonald says those soft skills, those people skills, are one of the things these programs emphasize with their students to set them apart once they're in the field.
There's not a patch for people to keep them safe. So you can patch your systems all you want, but you can't patch that human emotion of clicking and letting that in.
And it can be a lucrative career choice. Cybersecurity analysts can earn in the six figures. I'm Peter Medlin.